When Alessandra Murray was a teenager, a higher wage would have meant more than just a few extra bucks for outings with friends. On this day, we find the 24-year-old scanning books that have been returned to the Derry Public Library, where she works. I met her there to talk about what things were like for her just a few years ago.
I grew up in a very conservative household, and until I was 18, I wasn't allowed to work outside of the house, and I was raised to believe that women weren't supposed to at all.
Her parents didn't believe in college for women, but Murray had other plans for her life, and those plans required work. When she was 18, she got her parents' permission to find a job, which she did, at American Eagle, a clothing store. She made $9 an hour. But even with this little bit of freedom, she still felt stuck.
I was stuck because I couldn't prove to landlords that I could pay rent because my income was so low, and so I just had to stay in like a really unhappy and unhealthy environment.
After 3 more years with her parents, Murray saved up enough to slip into an apartment on someone else's lease. She started a new job, making $9.50 an hour. That went up to $10 as she began working full-time. To save money, she ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and ramen, and even slept in her car to avoid the 40-mile round trip to work. But even as her pay and responsibilities increased, she still struggled to make ends meet.
It's really scary. It's really depressing. It's really dehumanizing. Like, you just feel like a failure, and you feel like there's no point in trying. Like, it's taken me so many years to get to this point, and I'm still struggling.
Murray says part of why she tells her story is to make it clear that life is hard on a low income, even when that income is higher than the minimum wage. But she's now structured her life in a way that helps her advance. She enrolled at SNHU, where she's studying communications and political science. She hopes to get her master's in library science. She now works 35 hours a week at 2 libraries, in Derry and Hanover.
I love working in a library. I love being able to provide information, and all sorts of different people go to libraries, and I just love learning about communities and getting to be a part of them.
Murray says she's a lot happier, but even now, the math is daunting. There's tuition, rent, gas, groceries, car payments, medical expenses, phone bills, and she's bringing in less than $2,000 a month after taxes.
I just don't want to have any debt. I don't know if I'll ever make enough to own a house, but I would just like to not worrying when I get, when I have to refill my prescription every month. I would like to not worry when my car needs to be fixed. Like right now, everything is this big meltdown because I don't know how I'm going to take care of it.
She says taking care of things means making far more than the $12 an hour minimum the legislature is considering, but she says it's a good start. Coming up tomorrow.
Well, if it's a forced mandate, then everybody's going to go out. Right, so all of our competitors will go out. And so it will, I believe, force the water to rise.
I'll talk to one business owner about what an increase in the minimum wage would mean for his bottom line. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.